When people tend to have these experiences, why do they seem to be able to remember them when they come back, either back into their physical bodies or when they awake?
Why
do they remember the experience? How can they remember the experience?
Oh, you mean like with a near-death experience?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. They shouldn't be able to have any conscious memory. They shouldn't be able to form an experience. And on top of that, exactly, is the point you're making, they shouldn't be able to remember anything
either. Most people can't even remember their dreams.
Yes, and especially with, and that's absolutely true. I mean, if you think about a dream you had two nights ago, you're probably going to draw a blank. But with near-death experiences, what's astonishing is not only that people do remember it, but there's actually been prospective studies where people shared a near-death experience within several weeks after it occurred, and then they asked them to repeat the experience a year later and then up to 8 years later after that. To the researchers' astonishment, the near-death experiences were shared almost word per word verbatim, exactly as it was within several weeks of its occurrence. So these people, not only do they remember it, but they remember it for years and years and years with, you know, essentially no distortion or alteration. And I think that's a very important validating thing about near-death experience. That's nothing like dreams or other altered states of consciousness, nothing like hallucinations.
Why do people in this state seem to be able to hear things and see things in detail?
And that's a really good point, because what they do when they're clinically dead, of course they shouldn't be able to see or hear anything.
No, you wouldn't think so.
But very, very typically, they have an out-of-body experience. Their point of consciousness rises above the body, and they can see and hear things going on around them. Now, the critical issue here is what they see and hear real? If it were a dream, a hallucination, if it were a false memory, then, of course, you would expect that what they see or hear is distorted, totally unrealistic, has nothing to do with the real environment going on around them, and yet, study after study after study, including my own data, with this huge data set of over 1,000 near-death experiences, is extremely clear. What these people see and what they hear when they're in that out-of-body state during a near-death experience is absolutely real.
The evidence behind this, we don't have hard evidence. We have testimony. That's about it, or is there more?
Well, again, you have to go back to a fundamental tenet of science, and that is scientifically what is real, what scientifically will stamp or validate as being real, is something that is consistent through repeated observations. And so for near-death experiences, we have mammoth numbers, literally thousands between my own and other researchers' investigations and publications, and all of it's coming up certainly with the same conclusion. Clearly, on many, many observations, fulfilling that scientific criteria for reality. There's no question about that. And, you know, you talk to the near-death experiencers, I mean, not only is it just fragmentary things that they see and hear, I mean, what they see and hear can be very vivid and very, very detailed. You know, speaking medically as a doctor, you know, what you may see on television or believe occurs during a resuscitation when someone's heart stop is one thing, but gosh, when you talk to these near-death experiencers, they'll often describe panic, things are the crash cart's not where it's supposed to be, you know, there may be some unprofessional behavior and conduct, unfortunately, mm-hmm. It's often doctors. But, you know, it's nothing like what you would expect, and yet this is exactly what near-death experiencers describe over and over and over. I mean, there's no way they could have known what goes on in a real resuscitation unless they saw it.
Some of them have religious experiences. Why?
Well, we don't really understand, you know, why some of them seem to have religious experiences. Some do, some don't, and it's one thing that we do know is that the near-death experience really, as far as the elements it has, the major elements, is not really particularly associated with their prior religious beliefs. Atheists have near-death experiences, and of course it's extremely difficult for them to continue to be atheists after they have a very vivid spiritual experience like this, but there doesn't seem to be any particular correlation with prior religious beliefs, and in fact, there doesn't even seem to be a correlation with religious beliefs, even if they're non-Western beliefs. We have a fairly large collection of Muslim, Hindu experiences from all around the world. And, you know, if these were due to prior belief or prior religious training, you'd think that the near-death experiences coming from these non-Western civilizations would be distinctly different from American or Western civilization near-death experiences. But to our astonishment, George, we're not seeing that. It's clear that these non-Western NDEs are far more similar, even with different religious backgrounds, are far more similar than dissimilar from Western NDEs.
Are you pretty well satisfied that there could be enough evidence out there where you could say then beyond a shadow of a doubt, because I know you said you believe there's an afterlife, but in terms of hard evidence, if this thing were brought into a court of law, could you prove that the other side exists?
I'll have to answer that directly. That's a direct question, so it deserves a direct answer. I would have to say yes. And by the way, for a court of law, my wife is an attorney.
Okay.
And by the way, she's a webmaster, and she goes over the same evidence I do. And even with her legal background, she has come to the same conclusion that I have. And we've talked about this at great length. We believe the evidence is so overwhelming for a variety of reasons. The reproducibility of elements, its medical inexplicability, the fact that blind people, even blind from birth, can have visual near-death experiences. Recently, we found the first deaf person, deaf from birth, who had a near-death experience and was communicating with his deceased relatives in a way that did not involve reading, hand signs, but more the typical telepathic communication, which is absolutely inexplicable. So the totality of the evidence, in my opinion, is overwhelming and certainly satisfies me beyond the shadow of a doubt. And further, I'm certainly in good company because that's almost the unanimous impression of people that actually have near-death experiences. From their point of view, they believe that they clearly crossed over, literally crossed over into another realm and came back.
Even though they're different, are you picking up similarities as well then?
Yeah, absolutely. The well-known similarities, such as the out-of-body experience, going through tunnel, encountering deceased relatives. George, if near-death experiences were related to brain function, you wouldn't expect to encounter almost exclusively people that had died previously. You'd expect to see people that were in the forefront of your memory,
mm-hmm.
your friends, neighbors, family, people that are alive, people you interacted with, people that are your recent memory. But we've actually, part of the study we have, and we've actually looked at that issue directly as part of our ongoing research, and we found out of the first 130 NDEs that we looked in detail at that, there was only one where they encountered a living person. Every other single time where they encountered beings that were known to them, the known from their earthly existence, every single time other than that, these were people that were deceased, predominantly deceased relatives, but it could be deceased friends as well.
Have you ever had people testify that they have seen pure evil on the other side?
Yes, I sure have. Now, that's rare. About 5% of the experiences do contain very, very frightening, sometimes very graphically frightening imagery. Some of the most horrific things that I have read in my life were not books or not fiction, but it was nonfiction and came from these types of truly hellish near-death experiences. Again, we don't know why they happen, but there's no question they're real. Now, while they only occur about 5% of the time, by the time you roll up 1,000 near-death experiences, we have a very large series of these things. So no doubt that they're real. They're part of the spectrum of near-death experiences, and they certainly can be very, very frightening.